Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering, can this have negative impacts in IELTS speaking? As an IELTS instructor with over two decades of experience, I've noticed a recurring theme in IELTS speaking exams, the concept of negative impacts. Whether you're discussing technology, tourism, or social changes, the ability to articulate potential drawbacks is crucial for achieving a high score. This article will delve into why can this have negative impacts? Is such a vital question to master and equip you with the tools to confidently discuss potential downsides in your IELTS speaking exam. Why can this have negative impacts? Matters in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test evaluates your ability to communicate effectively in English. It goes beyond simply having a vast vocabulary. Examiners are looking for critical thinking. Can you analyze a topic from multiple perspectives, including potential downsides? Balanced arguments. Can you acknowledge both the positive and negative aspects of an issue? Complex sentence structures. Can you use a range of grammatical structures to express nuanced ideas? By incorporating, can this have negative impacts into your responses, you demonstrate these key skills. You show the examiner that you can think critically and present a well-rounded perspective. How to discuss negative impacts effectively. Discussing negative impacts isn't about being overly pessimistic. It's about acknowledging potential drawbacks in a thoughtful and measured manner. Here's a breakdown of how to approach this. 1. Acknowledge the positives. Before delving into the negatives, briefly acknowledge the potential benefits. This demonstrates a balanced perspective. Example: while tourism can bring economic benefits to an area, it's important to consider the potential drawbacks as well. 2. Use a range of vocabulary. Avoid repeating negative impacts. Utilize synonyms to enrich your language. Instead of negative impacts, try drawbacks, disadvantages, downsides, adverse effects, unintended consequences. 3. Provide specific examples. Support your claims with concrete examples to strengthen your argument. Example: one potential downside of social media is the spread of misinformation. For instance, false news articles can quickly go viral, leading to misunderstandings and even harm. 4. Use conjunctions and transition words. Connect your ideas smoothly using appropriate conjunctions and transition words. To introduce negative impacts, however, on the other hand, nevertheless, despite the benefits, to list negative impacts. Firstly, secondly, furthermore, moreover, in addition. 5. Be tentative when appropriate. You don't need to be certain about every negative impact. Use tentative language to express possibilities. Examples: this could potentially lead to, one possible drawback might be, there's a risk that this could. Examples from IELTS speaking tests. Let's look at how you can incorporate can this have negative impacts into different IELTS speaking topics. Topic: the increasing use of technology in education. Response: while technology offers fantastic opportunities for learning, such as access to vast resources and online collaboration, we must also consider the potential downsides. Over-reliance on technology could hinder the development of critical thinking skills. Moreover, not all students have equal access to technology, potentially widening the educational gap. Topic: the growth of international tourism. Response: tourism can undoubtedly boost local economies and promote cultural exchange. However, there's a risk that it could lead to environmental damage if not managed sustainably. Additionally, the influx of tourists might disrupt local communities and traditions. Tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Practice discussing both the positive and negative aspects of various IELTS topics. Record yourself. Listen back to your responses to identify areas for improvement in vocabulary and fluency. Seek feedback. Ask a teacher or language partner to evaluate your speaking, paying attention to your ability to discuss negative impacts. By mastering the art of discussing negative impacts, you'll not only impress the IELTS examiner, but also develop valuable critical thinking and communication skills that will benefit you far beyond the exam. Remember, acknowledging potential downsides demonstrates maturity and sophistication in your thinking, qualities highly valued in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. hit that follow button, and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.